Tell your soul.
Oh, mate of a laugh. I've been up these 2 days.
Well, I haven't more need to sleep now, then.
I tell thee, Jack Kay, the clothier, means to dress the Commonwealth and turn it and set a new nap upon it.
It's only half me, but it's threadbare. Well, I'll say it was never merry world in England since gentlemen came up.
A miserable age. Virtue is not regarded in handicraftsmen.
Nobility thinks scorn to go in leather aprons.
Nay more. The king's counselor are no good workmen.
True. And yet it is said, labour in thy vocation, which is as much to say as let the magistrates be labouring men. And therefore should we be magistrates.
They'll have hit it, for there's no better sign of a brave mind than a hard hand.
I see them. Well, it's best to stop Tanner and Wingham.
He slapped the skins of our enemies to make dog's leather off.
Take the butcher.
Then his sin struck down like an ox and him with his throat cut like a calf.
The smith, the weaver.
Far go that thread of life is
spun up. Come, let's fall in with him.
John Cade, so term the law supposed, father.
Or rather stealing the gate of Erin.
But our enemies shall fall before us, inspired with the spirit of putting down kings and princes.
Lionel!
My father was a Mortimer.
He was an honest man, a good bricklayer.
My mother, a Plantagenet.
I knew her well. She was a midwife.
My wife, descended of the Lacys.
She was indeed a peddler's daughter and so many daisies.
Therefore am I of a honourable house.
Aye, faith. The field is honourable, and here was he born under heads.
Valiant, I am.
I must needs, for beggary is valiant.
I am able to endure much.
Oh, no doubt of that. Proceeding with 3 market days together.
Be valiant, then, for your captain is valiant. And vows reformation. There shall be in England 7 halfpenny loaves sold for a penny.
The 3 hoop pot shall have 10 hoops. I will make it felony to drink small beer.
All the realm shall be in common. Each side shall my palfrey go to grass, and when I am king. As king I will be. Thank you, good people. There shall be no money. All shall eat and drink on my score. And I will apparel them all in one livery that they may agree like brothers. And worship me, their lord.
First thing we do is kill all the lawyers.
Nay, that I mean to do is not this. A lamentable thing, that of the skin of an innocent lamb should be made parchment. That parchment, being scribbled o'er, should undo a man. Some say the bee stings. I say 'tis the bee's wax. For I did but once seal to a thing, and I was never mine own man since. Oh, now who's there?
The clerk of charter! He can write and read and cast a tongue.
Oh, monstrous!
He took him setting you for his copies.
I am sorry for it. The man is a proper man of mine honour. Unless I find him guilty, he shall not die. Come hither, sirrah. I must examine thee.
Shut him up.
What is thy name?
Emmanuel.
That thou used to write thy name, or hast thou a mark to thyself like an honest, plain dealing man?
Sir, I thank God I've been so well brought up that I can write my name.
Away with him, I say. Hang him. With his pennon and corn about his neck.
Sir Humphrey Stafford and his brother are hard by with the king's forces.
I'll settle thee down. You shall be encountered with a man as good as himself. He is but a knight, is it?
Far to equal him. I'll make myself a knight. Presently. Rise up, Sir John Mortimer. Now, have at it.
Yeah.
Rebellious hinds, the filth and scum of Kent, marked for the gallows. Lay your weapons down, home to your cottages. Forsake this room. The king is merciful if you repent.
Angry, wrathful, and inclined to blood if you go forward. Therefore, yield or die.
As for these silken-coated slaves, I care not. It is to you, good people, that I speak. Over whom in time to come I hope to rule, for I am rightful heir to the crown.
Villain! Thy father was a plasterer, and thou thyself a shearman, art thou not?
And Adam was a gardener.
What of that?
Marry this. Edmund Mortimer, Earl of March, married the Duke of Clarence's daughter, did he not?
Aye, sir.
I heard he had two children at one birth.
That's false.
Aye, there's the question. But I say it is true. The elder of them, being put to nurse, was by a beggar woman stolen away. And ignorant of his birth and parentage, that came a bricklayer, when he came to age, his son am I. Deny it if you can.
It is true. And therefore he shall be king.
Sir, he made a chimney in my father's house, and the bricks are alive at this day to testify it. Therefore, deny it not. And will you credit this base drudge's words that speaks he knows not what?
I marry Willoughby, therefore get ye gone.
Jack Cade, the Duke of York have taught you this.
He lies, for I invented it myself. Go to then. Tell the king from me that for his father's sake, Henry the Fifth, I am content he shall reign, but I'll be protector over him.
And furthermore, we'll have the Lord say his head for selling the Duke to my man.
And good reason, for thereby is England maimed, and fain to go with a scarf, but that my puissance holds it up. Fellow kings, I tell you that that Lord say hath gelded the Commonwealth, and made it an eunuch. And more than that, he can speak French.
French?
And therefore he is a traitor.
Oh, gross and miserable ignorance.
Nay, answer if you can. The Frenchmen are our enemies, go to, then I ask but this. Can he that speaks with the tongue of an enemy be a good counselor or no?
No! No!
Well, seeing gentle words will not prevail, assail them with the army of the king.
Herald, away! And throughout every town, proclaim them traitors that are up with Cade. That those which fly before the battle ends may, even in their wives and children's sight, be hanged up for example at their doors. And you that be the king's friends, follow me.
And you that love the commons, follow me.
Yeah!
Now, show yourselves, men. Tis for liberty. We will not spare one lord. One gentleman spare none. But such as go in clapped shoes. For they are thrifty honest men, and such as would, but that they dare not take our part.
They're all in order, and march towards us.
But then, are we in order, when we are most out of order? Come, march forward!